You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good morning. Say hello to one another. Wave somebody, say hi. Shake somebody's hand who you don't know. It is the fifth Sunday of Lent, and we are continuing in the theme, rethinking Christianity, rethinking religion, because our world really doesn't understand what Christianity is anymore. And it's important for us to make it clear to them. And so we need to think about it from the point of view of those who have given up on God and maybe give them encouragement and speak to them about the love and grace of Christ. We begin our worship with our first hymn, Jesus Grant That Balm and Healing, hymn 404, Jesus Grant That Balm and Healing. Three verses.
We invite you to the Sunday morning worship service from St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin. St. John's is a member of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod and proclaims the Word of God to a confused and uneasy world. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds and ask the Lord's blessing on our worship this morning. Today we will follow our order of worship in setting one that is found on page 154 in the Christian Worship Hymnal. Our order of service again is setting one found on page 154 in the Christian Worship Hymnal. Bill Newman will bring us a message from God's Word, speaking on the scripture reading from Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 through 14, the day the sun stood still. Our congregation will open the service in singing hymn number 404, verses 1, 2, and 5 from the Christian Worship Hymnal, Jesus Grant That Balm and Healing, hymn number 404, verses 1, 2, and 5.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to the Lord. Holy God, gracious Father, I am sinful by nature and have sinned against you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have not loved you with my whole heart. I have not loved others as I should. I deserve your punishment, both now and forever. But Jesus, my Savior, paid for my sins with his innocent suffering and death. Trusting in him, I pray, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Our gracious Father in heaven has been merciful to us. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For Lent, we sing the Lord Have Mercy, hymn 652.
The congregation will now sing hymn number 652, verses 1 and 2 from the Christian Worship Hymnal. Lord Have Mercy, hymn number 652 from the Christian Worship Hymnal.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God and Father, help us to remember Jesus, who obeyed your will and bore the cross for our salvation, that through his anguish, pain, and death, we may receive the forgiveness of sins, victory over the grave, and finally inherit eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for our psalm. It is Psalm 121a. You can find it in your hymnal or in the Psalter. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, Psalm 121.
We will now sing Psalm 121a, I lift my eyes to the mountain, from the Christian worship hymnal or the Psalter, Psalm 120a.
Our epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. We need to rethink how Christ Christ came to be with us, and now he continues to plead for us while he's in heaven. In the days of his flesh, he offered prayers and pleas with loud cries and tears for the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was the Son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. After he was brought to his goal, he became the source of eternal salvation for everyone who obeys him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise. And let us speak together the gospel acclamation. Glory, praise, and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Glory, praise, and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel lesson is from John chapter 12. It is just before his final Passover here on his earthly ministry. And he was so popular that the word was getting around to people from out of town, from people thousands of miles away, or 1,000 miles away in Greece. And the Greeks came to see Jesus. We don't know if he ever talked to them, but it gave him an opportunity to speak about rethinking Christianity. Let's take a look. Now, there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew came with Philip and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it continues to be one kernel. But if it dies, it produces much grain. Anyone who loves his life destroys it. And the one who hates his life in this world will hold on to it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will also be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, this is the reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. A voice from heaven came. I have glorified my name, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said it thundered. Others said an angel talked to him. Jesus answered, "This voice was not for my sake, but for yours. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the rule of the world will be thrown out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate what kind of death he was going to die. The gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Please be seated. And we're going to sing four different verses from hymn 432, "O Dearest Jesus, What Law Have You Broken?" Hymn 432, selected verses.
We will now join the congregation and sing hymn number 432, verses 1, 3, and 5 from the Christian Worship Hymnal, "O Dearest Jesus, What Law Have You Broken?" Hymn number 432, stanzas 1, 3, and 5 from the Christian Worship Hymnal.
Thank you.
hope it's worth it. Grace be unto you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is an Old Testament reading, and it does go well as we get along here with this rethinking Christianity, or since it's Old Testament, you might just say religion, which is still building up to Christianity. But it's from Joshua 10, verses 12 to 14. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites, bad guys, over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon, good guys, sort of. O moon over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it is written in the book of Jasar. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel, huh? This is the text. So now, let's cut to the chase right away. When the three little pigs left home to fend for themselves, they decided that they wanted to build homes for them, houses for themselves. So one of them built a house of straw, another one built a house of sticks, and another one built a house of bricks. I could never get that part, how a little pig could carry all these bricks to build a house. Must have an awful strong jaw. But that's what they did. And then came the bad part, right? This big bad wolf came sniffing around looking for pigs and huffed and puffed and, well, you know how the saying goes, the best made plans of mice and men don't always turn out, and it didn't turn out all that well for two of the pigs. The story of the three little pigs is just that. It's a story. It never really happened. And unless you see something on the screen or in the front of your book, or you know this is nonfiction, you know it's history, you have to assume that when you read a story by some famous author or see a TV show, it's a story that never really happened. The sun standing still here in our text, I want to try not to refer to it as a story, more it's an account. It's a true and factual account of an actual historic event. And there's nothing in here to indicate otherwise, that it was not true. It's not a parable. It's not a dream. It's not a vision. It's not even a story. It happened. We'll talk a little bit more about defending it in a few minutes. But first, let's get to this account itself. The day the sun stood still. What do you think is the greatest miracle in the Bible? Well, to be fair and not cheat, I think we got to not talk about creation itself. Huh? If we talk about creation, well, game's over, 100-0. You know, you can't beat it. This too may be kind of cheating, because it's in a class by itself. Because I would say the greatest miracle in the Bible would be then the miracle of salvation, huh? That miracle involves several other miracles. You need the virgin birth of Christ so that Jesus could be true God and true man. You need to have his sinless life. in our stead. That's being true God. You need to have him suffer and die on a cross as a common criminal. Then he has to be man. And oh yes, you need him to rise from the dead to assure us that the Father accepted his work of saving us. So that's miracle after miracle after miracle. But what more could be more important than the promise of eternal life forever in God's presence? Still, for the sake of this discussion, since that one again is so far above and beyond, let's just get to the next two closest competitors, huh? What to me would be the underdog, the sun standing still, and the favorite. What do you think the favorite is? The greatest miracle. The flood, the Genesis flood. You're all more familiar with the account of the flood. It runs four chapters instead of just three verses here, and the saving of the eight inhabitants of the ark is of utmost importance to continue mankind, and of the utmost importance to continue the line of Christ, all the way back to Adam and Eve, as promised. It's really hard to beat. So we're going to give the underdog a little shot here. As the children of Israel had escaped the waters of the Red Sea while fleeing from the Egyptians, Joshua led them on to the promised land, which we still call Israel, and God seemingly, not really, warmed up for this great miracle of the sun standing still by performing other miracles. First, the Jordan River blocked their way. God took care of that, blocked the water from coming down the river, let the Israelites pass over a dry riverbed. Then the city of Jericho was in their way, and it was tightly closed up. They had to get through it. Well, in a unique way, walking around the city, God arranged it so that the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Then there's others. It's a pretty good warm-up. But now when the kings of other nations or other lands saw that the Israelites were destroying city after city as they made their journey to the promised land, several kings combined themselves with each other to repel them, including the king of the bad ones, the Amorites. Others aligned, they're a little sneaky, aligned themselves with Joshua, including the king of Gibeon. Thus, when the bad Amorites attacked the good Gideonites, Joshua came to their rescue as promised. And the Lord encouraged Joshua, go rescue them. Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Here's what happened. Joshua's army followed the Amorites up a mountain pass all night and caught them by surprise. The Lord threw the Amorites into a panic, and Joshua's army killed a great number of them. Down the other side of the mountain, the chase continued toward the valley, and the Lord sent a terrific hailstorm upon the Amorites and killed a whole lot more. It likely was about noon of the next day. Text is a little hard to get a timeline here, but likely around noon of the next day when Joshua became concerned that there might not be enough daylight left for he and the Israelites to complete the job of finishing off the Amorites. And so praying to God by addressing the sun and the moon, he asked for more time. O sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon over the valley of Adullam. And that's exactly what happened. And Joshua and his army destroyed almost all of the enemy. And what a kind of a touching way the account ends when it says, there's never been a day like this before, and there has never been a day like it. And not since then either. When the Lord listened to a man, he was fighting for Israel. As Christians, we face battles too. Not like this one. But we have our own personal battles, don't we? And they are all very, very important to us. There's our physical battles, right? The pain, the surgeries, the sicknesses, and our never-ending battle against our own aging bodies, which we know we're going to lose. And then there's our spiritual battles against the devil's wiles, the lure of the world, our own embedded sinful desires. In this case, however, by leaning on God and his word, we can actually win some of these battles. I want to share this with you here. I don't know how many of you know this. I didn't learn it until about 3 years ago. Regarding our own personal spiritual battles. Okay. In his hymn, A Mighty Fortress, Martin Luther said, though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still, who's he, that's the devil, scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none, he's judged, the deed is done, and now this part. One little word can fell him. In other words, since Jesus has won the war against the devil, in our own spiritual battles, the devil is defeated, and even a word can do him an awful lot of damage. What's the word? You sang it 100 times. What's the word? I probably sang it 5 times as much as you did going through school for 75 years. Could it be Jesus? God, love, grace. They're good words, probably would work real well in our little spiritual battles. But that's not the word Martin Luther had in mind when he wrote that hymn, One Little Word Can Fell Him. What's the word? Liar. Devil, you're a liar. And I'm not buying anything you're selling to try to rob me of my faith or to try to make me sin. You're a liar. So get the H-E double hockey sticks back to where you belong, because that's where you should be, you dirty, rotten, filthy liar. And now, as I said before, and as he's already talked about, during this Lenten season, your pastors are doing a series of sermons on rethinking Christianity or rethinking religion. I can remember one. I can remember them all if I tried, I suppose, I hope. I can remember one. It was about suffering. Sufferings, we don't want sufferings, right? We don't welcome them into our lives. We don't invite them into our lives. But we're reminded that sufferings can be beneficial. Sometimes they increase our trust in God, our faith. They focus our attention on the life to come with Jesus in heaven, where there won't be any more sufferings. So in this case, if you rethink religion, and you have a good base for rethinking it like you do, rethinking religion can be good. Doesn't always happen that way. For many, rethinking religion too much does them a great deal of harm. Case in point is this account. Sun standing still. Right. Skeptics see in this account a great big elephant in the room, and they can't get past it. To them, this is a Bible story, more like a fairy tale. Why? Because everybody knows that the sun doesn't have to be told to stand still, and it wouldn't listen anyway, right? Its position among the the whole thing is probably moving, the whole solar system and that, but its position among the planets, it's standing still. And it doesn't really rise and it doesn't really set. That's just the way it looks from Earth. It's the Earth rotating that causes darkness and light. And so that makes Joshua's prayer, stand still, foolish and ignorant. I have no clue what Joshua knew or didn't know about astronomy. But the skeptics who rethink religion to their detriment are the foolish ones. You think the weatherman, when he says the sun's going to rise at 6 o'clock in the morning, really thinks the sun's going to rise? He's not that stupid. It's the Earth that's spinning. Picture this. If you want to be so technical about the words, though he's made a big mistake. Joshua doesn't know anything. Okay, fine. A young couple in love is sitting on a park bench in the evening. The girl puts her head on the boy's shoulder. And she says, isn't this a beautiful sunset? Which it is not, right? What's the boy supposed to do? Should he A, I can hardly remember this far back, but here's the trick, you young'uns. Oh, I gotta stretch. Oh, here's her. Oh! That's the way to do it, right? That's the way to do it. Or should he be scold her? You're so stupid. Don't you know the sun doesn't rise and the sun doesn't set? That's not the way it works at all. You are a dumb old girl. I imagine if he took that way, he wouldn't be sitting on that park bench with that girl in the evening anytime again soon. She was just expressing something as it appears to us from Earth. Just imagine what would have happened, what he could have said if she had said, I see the northern lights. I see the northern lights. There's no north in space. Similarly, those who like to rethink religion to their detriment say that no matter how this worked out, the whole thing is impossible no matter what you say because it's against the laws of nature. Fine, it's against the laws of nature. Who made the laws of nature? If you're driving along and a person passes you on the left over a yellow line, what do you say? Well, you probably think, that's a law, that's against the rules of the road. You can't pass over on a yellow line. It's against the rules of the road, right? Who made the rules of the road? The concrete? The asphalt? Did the asphalt get out a paintbrush? Got to make a rule. Yellow line, right over here. No, it was some government entity. and the laws of nature are like that. They are processes, not put into place by nature itself, but were set into place by God to govern the universe in an orderly way. And since God installed these laws of nature, he certainly has the right to suspend them for a while, doesn't he? If a watchmaker is smart enough to make a watch to tell time, he certainly must be smart enough to make it stop for a while. So getting back to the beginning, if a perpetual sinner, such as myself, can be declared not guilty of all my sins and promised eternal life in heaven because God himself came down to bleed and die for me on a cross, how do I beat that? I can't beat it for a miracle. Can't beat it. And the same holds true with you. You're in the same boat with me. We're all sinners. We are all sinners from birth and even before. We all sin by the unwholesome thoughts we have, by the hurtful words we speak, and by the times we just seem to betray by our actions the position we have as children of God. So how do you beat that for the greatest miracle in the Bible? You can't. You can't do it. It's in a class by itself. So that left us without creation and salvation. Well, I'm not going to say it left us without salvation. Just put those two miracles aside. That left us, in my opinion, probably with the sun standing still and the flood. Arguably, the flood had more significance, although I wonder what would happen if Joshua got defeated. And arguably, maybe the sun standing still, in quotes, was a little more even on the grander side. Huh? I sure hope we don't get any more floods around here. Even the minor local ones. You had enough around here, right? A couple years ago. Hope we don't get any more floods around here. But when the sunshine ever comes out, why not go out and enjoy that? Realize this is a real blessing of God. It's a life-giving blessing of God. The beautiful sunlight, the beautiful sunshine. Actually, we living here in Wisconsin, when we got to wait and wait and wait for it, might consider the sunshine coming out at all a minor miracle. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We will continue with
the Nicene Creed. We speak it together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. We continue with the prayer of the church. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we pray for all those who, in their unreasonableness, turn away from you. Help us, dear Lord, to express to our world that we believe in someone who is supernatural, and that this is not an unreasonable thought. He who established the world, who set the laws and made sure that all things work together for human beings. Lord God, bless us to show them that reasonableness of believing in Christ Jesus. Dear Lord, open their eyes, help them to rethink religion and see in history, as this particular event in our sermon was recorded by other nations, and yet they don't believe it. How amazing it is that in unreasonableness they don't see the history and the glory of Christ. Lord God, we have seen it, and we trust in this God who does things that are above nature. Lord God, strengthen us to trust in him for the things that are so important, the miracles that are most important, the salvation of your people. We see that in our text once again, that God saved his people and preserved them to bring the Savior into the world. And that Savior we have seen, Christ Jesus. He has fought off all the ignorance and misunderstandings that are out there. Bless us that we may be your witnesses in the world to bring your word. Help us to be those who speak. We aren't responsible for the results. Let your Holy Spirit work through our words and through our lives, that others may rejoice in the salvation that you bring. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with our offering as part of our worship.
Good morning and welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin. We thank you for joining us for worship today. As a reminder, our Wednesday evening Lenten worship services continue this Wednesday at 3:30 p.m., followed by soup and bread at 4:30 p.m., and we will also have a congregational call meeting this Wednesday, March 20th at 5:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall for a 3K teacher. If you're a voting member of St. John's, we encourage you to attend that call meeting, followed by our Wednesday evening worship service at 6:30 p.m. As a reminder, our Wednesday evening 6:30 p.m. service will also be live streamed on Facebook. We invite you to join us again next Sunday for our Palm Sunday worship at 9 a.m. That will also be live streamed on Facebook. And then our Monday, Thursday worship service with communion will be at 6:30 p.m. on Good Friday. Our worship services are March 29th at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Our Easter Dawn service will be at 6:30 a.m. on March 31st, followed by our Easter breakfast at approximately 7:30 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. There will also be an Easter egg hunt between services for fourth grade and under. Join us also that Sunday, March 31st, for our 9 a.m. festival service. We will have a congregational voters meeting on Sunday, March 24th, immediately following the worship service in the Fellowship Hall. Our Morning Doves are continuing to sell tickets for their annual theme basket raffle, and will continue to sell tickets this Sunday as well as Wednesday, March 20th. And you can also go to the church office. These drawings will be held on March 20th. Tickets are $1 each, or 6 tickets for $5, or 40 tickets for $20, with all proceeds going towards non-budgeted items at the school. As a reminder, if you'd like to donate an Easter plant or make a monetary donation to the Flower Committee or Media Ministry, please fill out the form in the bulletin no later than March 22nd. We thank you for joining us today. We will now sing hymn number 750 from the Christian Worship Hymnal. We give thee but thine own. Hymn number 750 from the Christian Worship Hymnal.
We continue with our communion service.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who brought the gift of salvation to all people by his death on the tree of the cross, so that the devil, who overcame us by a tree, would in turn be overcome by a tree. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song. We give thanks to you, O God, through your dear Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to be our Savior, our Redeemer, and the messenger of your grace. Through him you made all things. In him you are well pleased. He is the incarnate Word conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. To fulfill your promises, he stretches out his hands on the cross and released from eternal death all who believe in you. As we remember Jesus' death and resurrection, we thank you that you have gathered us together to receive your Son's body and blood. Send us your Spirit, unite us as one, and strengthen our faith so that we may praise you in your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we glorify and honor you, O God our Father, and with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And in your name, we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
The Sunday Morning Worship Hour from St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Baraboo, Wisconsin comes to you at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning on radio station 99.7 Max FM of Baraboo or streaming online at max.fm. We invite you to worship with us again next Sunday at this same time. The cable television rebroadcast this service will be shown at noon today on Baraboo Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. You may also watch our services on St. John's Lutheran Church School's Facebook and YouTube pages at 9 a.m. every Sunday. St. John's Lutheran School serves children in the 3-year-old preschool through the 8th grade. This broadcast is made possible by your contributions to the Media Ministry Fund. We thank you. Your letters and comments addressed to St. John's Lutheran Church, 624 East Street, Baraboo, Wisconsin, 53913 are appreciated. The television producer is Wendy Grant. This is David Grant. May God bless you and lead you to a stronger relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. We encourage you to live for Him who died for you. For more information about our congregation and worship times, please visit stjohnsbaraboo.org. We thank you for joining us today.
So that you are aware, we're having some construction over here, if you haven't noticed. That means we're a little limited on this side, so please pay attention to the ushers as they direct you a little bit differently on this side, okay?
The congregation will now sing our distribution hymn, hymn 396 from the Christian Worship Hymnal, Christ the Life of All the Living, hymn number 396 from the Christian Worship Hymnal.
You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Worship Service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Time for the Lutheran.